Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten up.
Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. How are you doing this week? We are definitely moving forward and through some incredible energies within our universe. We have this amazing, as I spoke about last week, we have this amazing energy that is really pulsating and putting us into play in our lives and in terms of self-responsibility, in terms of service, in really helping us to create and to generate more for our lives. So, you know, we're going through some ups and downs and highs and lows in the midst of all of that. In fact, many people often will refer to it in the midst of some of this great transformational energy and this really getting on path and purpose, that in some ways we have a little bit of a dark night of the soul, that there's just something that plays a little darker. You know, our dark comes to light in order for us to move forward on path and purpose. And that's definitely what you might be feeling today. We're in a really interesting, what I want to refer to is almost a crescendo of energy. It's like where we are on the verge of our breakthrough or break forward, so to speak, in terms of greater purpose, you know, in honoring the call of the soul. And so we're just in the midst of this great undoing, this moving forward and through, so that we can really shine in a way, you know, in service and of course on purpose. What is so amazing to me, you know, and how it plays out is very much in alignment to our conversation today. Right now, in the midst of all of this amplification of energy within the cosmos, we're really being put into a position, or there's an invitation, so to speak, where not only are we looking at owning our own power, you know, our personal responsibility, our choices, that we're being supported, of course, in the process. And right now, we are needing to make decisions and choices that really honor our truth, decisions and choices that reflect who we are or reflect our light into the world. And again, you know, how do we do that? Especially when we're tripping over our ego, because believe me, if you want to call it a dark night of the soul or whatever it is, our ego starts to get really loud as we're on the verge of something magnificent in our lives. In fact, I always say that if ego is, you know, coming up, if there's fear and uncertainty and I'm worrying and I'm into doubt over my own self, that it's always an indication that something good is about to happen in my life. It really becomes the practice of getting over myself first. So that's really where our conversation is going to take us. You know, as you know, I work with so many gifted and talented healers and holistic practitioners, mediums in the world, you know, supporting and mentoring and helping them to really get into co-creation of life with spirit, co-creation with life, with their own self. And when I say our own self, I mean that higher self, that true self, that part of us that exists at that much deeper capacity. And so, you know, how do we move through these times when we are looking to answer a greater call, when we're looking to create, when we're looking to manifest something bigger and more for our lives? You know, how do we get over ourselves? How do we listen to that voice of wisdom, the guidance and direction? Well, at the whole time, our ego is creating, you know, such uncertainty within our lives. So I'm hoping today, or my intention today for the show, is that in some way, shape, or form, that there will be something I say today that is going to help you to focus upon your choices and your decision from a much wiser perspective. So, you know, with that, let's talk a little bit. You know, I think that we talk about the ego, and I always say, you know, that's that part of us that we need to love. Our ego is that part of us that is what makes us so beautifully and perfectly human. The ego, you know, that part of our personality that loves to manufacture the ideas and concepts that we are less than, or, you know, and it really, it's what feeds the fear, the doubt, the pain. And as little humans, we're very attached to ourselves, those ego thoughts. And that's really what begins to stir when we are moving on path and purpose in a way that is more about our soul truth. To be very clear, you know, our ego is not the real person, the real self, but it is definitely a part of us. And so it's not about, you know, shedding our ego, asking our ego to die off and not be a part of the equation anymore, because we're here to learn to work healthfully with our ego, to allow navigation for our life to happen from a higher place inside of us. And then, of course, utilizing ego, all of the human capacity that it has to get things done for us. So we're just looking at changing who's in the driver's seat. And as I said, I'm hoping in some way, shape, or form that today's show gives you a little bit of insight in order to be able to begin to do that. You know, sometimes ego is, as I said, it's always criticized or is defined as being something that is less than. And so therefore, we begin to feel like we are less than or are not capable or things are not possible for us, because sometimes our ego can be our greatest problem in life. As I said, we just need to learn to get over ourselves. So just to be very clear, that ego, that is not the real you, that there is a true self in there, that our dark side, if you wanted to call it that, the darkness inside of us is a little bit, is what we can call ego-based, and the light side is our true self. And so we can manifest love and happiness and success when we're operating from a much higher place inside of us, more in alignment to that true self, instead of always looking to manifest that reoccurring pain, that the suffering, the struggle, which is a part of that false self or that ego self. And as I say, and you've heard me time and time again on the show, that our ego is a part of us. And so it is not something that, you know, we're to ignore, but it's actually that part of us that requires a little bit more love and a little bit more love and a little bit more love in celebration, in recognition for its role. You see, our ego is here to protect us. We have had experiences in our past where we've been hurt or wounded, or maybe there's been some trauma in our life as a result of whatever circumstance or situation has played out. And as a result, our ego has a great memory. It remembers everything in terms of the who, the what, the when, and the how it caused us to feel. And so what happens is we move through space and time, and we are moving through our life as we're developing thoughts based on those experiences, belief systems that begin to put into play that, you know, are informed. So they're in form, not informed, but they are in form as a result of something that we have lived through, that we have bought in as being truth. And not everything from ego's perspective is true. However, our ego does protect us. It shows up to remind us, to say, hey, are you really sure you want to do that? Remember last time? And then the story comes into play, and we have all the recollection, all the memory. And in fact, it will sometimes even cause us to get, you know, into that state of frustration and into that state of worry or fear as a result of past experiences. And then when we're in the face of a decision, we use our past experiences and what it is within memory based on that story to make a decision that may or may not be in our highest and best, where we really get into a place of relying more on the emotional state we're experiencing at that time based on a memory or based on the ego's perspective, instead of something that is in alignment with our true self, when under the guidance of spirit, or you know, in what we know at our deepest level is in our highest and best. Very often, especially for a lot of, you know, a lot of people who do this work in the world, a lot of people we have, you know, of course, we've got guidance and direction. We have access to our spirit guides, to all of the powers that be, to help us in co-creation of our life. We look to our own self, that high self inside of us, to, you know, what is our truth and what is it, you know, what is best for us. And we have all of these resources and all this availability, and we receive guidance and direction, whether it be through conscious awareness or something that is playing out at a subconscious level that comes forward and through while we're sleeping, a download, a dream, that there is, we are constantly being inundated with everything we need in order to move forward in a healthy way within this life. But what happens based on the ego and based on past stories is that when it comes into making decisions and choices for our life, we will often doubt ourselves, and therefore we will seek guidance or direction from someone outside of us, where we begin to almost hand over our power to dishonor or doubt even our connection to the divine in being able to follow through with a decision or choice. One of the things I always say, you know, why is it that we doubt our decision from a dark space of ego when the guidance was given to us in the light of God, in the light of the angels, in the light of spirit, and in, you know, of that highest degree. So we really get into, you know, where the ego starts getting kind of in the way, where we make a decision or choice, whether it's an apple or an orange, and we can look at the choice that is being presented to us. Do I have the apple? Do I have the orange? You know, we go through pros and cons. It's an automatic response of the ego to go through pros and cons over what it is we love about the apple and what we don't like about it, and what it is we love about an orange and what we don't like about it. We go through and we rationalize, and logic begins to take over. And then we start to create stories from that place, you know, recognizing the time of it is, you know, should we even be having an apple or an orange at this time, knowing that our dinner is just around, you know, is just an hour away. We begin to really talk ourselves out of any decision in the whole time. We would like nothing more than to enjoy the taste of the apple, the crunch, the nutrition of it. But wow, put an orange in there and it gets us questioning everything. That's a real playful and really light way to look at the decisions and choices that we have or that we're presented with. And of course, we know that we all have darkness, and we go through dark in our lives in order to know the light. So we look at understanding this very human life of ours in knowing that it is absolutely in, you know, where there is choice in every single moment, where we are given experiences and circumstances, good, bad, right, wrong, up, down, and so on. And that we know at our most innate self what is good for us. But when we begin to consult other people, when we begin to doubt our own self, our direction, our guidance in those darker times of the ego, we end up tripping over ourselves. We stumble and we get into a false sense of who we are. And, you know, and I want to tell you that if you're in the middle of this, hello, you're doing your human 110% amazing. You are a rock star at being human. If you are looking at your choices and decisions based, you know, and you are doubting whether you have the potentials, the capabilities, the knowledge, the wisdom in which to take an idea forward into the world, I want to say congratulations. You're right on track. Because our ego, as I said, shows up to protect us. It shows up as a way to help us discover what we are capable of. That inner voice, you know, which voice are you listening to? That's really what, you know, that's really what it comes down to. Are we listening to the voice of the ego, the one that is full of worry and stress and anxiety? Or are we listening to that bigger part of us, that one that, you know, knows that we're supported, that we're loved, and that all things are possible, right? You know, all things are possible. I can do anything, you know? So we really look at a way now to be able to decipher, how is it that we can work with our ego in a healthy way, in a way that allows us to be able to move forward on guidance with that assuredness, with that confidence? How do we know that our decision is not going to be a mistake? Well, first off, I want to tell you that when you're looking at making any decision in life, whether it's an apple or an orange or it's something much, much bigger. It's okay to make what we can call the wrong decision, because quite honestly, there's no such thing as a wrong decision. That our soul is here for the experience. Remember, I've talked to you about this before, where every choice and decision that we make is for our highest and greatest good. And sometimes the highest and greatest good is for us to have a contrast of experience. You know, not everything in this life, and I think this is where sometimes from that whole spiritual aspect of things, or that perspective of things, is that we, when we hear the phrase in our highest and best, we automatically, says the ego, that it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows for us, that it's going to be easy. But that, sweet friends, couldn't be further from the truth. That when something is in our highest and best, that it can be sometimes what feels like the wrong decision, the one that has challenged us, that has caused stress, that has had to have us take a look at something deeper inside that might need to be healed. A new awareness that is being asked to be born. A shift within consciousness that comes as a result of a less than pleasant experience. You see, this is where we need to understand that there is no right or wrong, that everything that is happening is in support of us, in support of our evolution, our growth, our self-awareness, and of course, our soul purpose. But we really have to get over about worrying about making the wrong decision, because every decision we make is in our highest and best, based on where it's going to take us, how we're going to evolve, what is going to manifest as a result. So we look at understanding that it's not because of a lack of confidence, and it can be a lack of confidence for sure. It can be the fear of making the wrong decision. But if we can understand that there's no such thing as a wrong decision, it completely eliminates the fear from behind it, right? So how do you trust yourself to make decisions in a timely manner, but decisions where you can feel happier as a result? And the reason that you will feel happier is because it will give some sense of control, that aspect of self-responsibility, where your choices and decisions are in alignment with what is true and what is best for you. And what is best can be sometimes, you know, not necessarily defined from an ego state of mind. So I'm going to really get into that after the commercial break. I really, you know, want to make sure to kind of give you some tips, some tricks, some ways that you can really begin to make some decisions easily inside of you, in easy for you, easy for your growth and your evolution. Okay. That's the one thing that is so important to remember. So every decision, you know, is a good decision. Every decision, when we look at getting centered, when we look at, you know, as I'll give you those tips and tricks after, when we look at making decisions and choices that are in alignment with us, that good will be revealed, that good will be exposed, and that we will discover, you know, greater potentials for ourselves and for our life as a result. And sometimes we have to go through a little bit of the dark to get there. So, you know, the one thing that when it comes to making decisions that, you know, that is so apparent is that that very first thought we have is often the most accurate. It is that very first thought we have is the guidance of spirit. It's of our angels. It's of the divine saying, here's your answer to your problem. Here's the answer to your question. And then what we do is that we automatically, after hearing that direction, that guidance, we begin to question it, because that's what ego does. Was that really spirit talking to me? Is that really what I should do? Is that going to be the best? What if it doesn't work? What if something bad happens? How do I know? I don't know if this is the right decision. Oh my gosh, this is where we call our friends. This is where we begin to talk to other, our colleagues. What would they do? How would they handle it? What do they feel is the best thing for you? But the truth is, they can't answer that. They can't answer it based on something that is going on inside of you, because they're looking at it from an outside perspective, but not necessarily in the feeling of what is going on within you. your belief systems, your personal experiences, and most importantly, the goals of your own soul. So when we get into that thinking about our decisions, that really becomes what I'm going to say, a source of our anxiety. And a lot of those thoughts have to do, of course, about those future projections. You know, if I don't get the raise, then what'll happen? If I never meet someone in my life, what will that be? You know, so we really get into a place of realizing that the future doesn't exist anywhere but in our own mind. So all future events, when you think about it, you know, we worry about them, but they actually don't exist. They haven't actually come into fruition yet. And that doesn't mean you won't get the promotion, and that doesn't mean that you're not going to have the most amazing relationship one day. What it means is that we are projecting from an ego hardship. And it's a projection of energy that causes the worry, which is really almost a useless waste of our energy. We're so much more powerful. And so we can find ourselves projecting questions into the future that are actually taking away from our life experiences instead of contributing to them. And that story, that story that we tell, you know, is so important. The same thing applies to the past. Our ego loves to keep us trapped in the past, rehashing our old hurts, as I said, our perceived mistakes, our regrets. And so when we look at, you know, we take what was in the past and we try to apply it to our future decisions. And it doesn't work because we're basing our decision based on something that has happened or something that hasn't happened. And it really, the best decisions, you know, to free ourselves ultimately is to be able to come into the moment. No projection, you know. If we look at when we're anxious and we're projecting back or forward and we're building with fear upon fear, we're not in the present moment. We've gone too far ahead or we're too far behind. And so what happens then is we get all worked up about things. We create an imbalance. And the ego thrives on separating us from the moment. It thrives. It feels like it's doing its job when it takes us away into the future or takes us away into the past. So I'm not saying that, you know, some of the tools and things that I'm going to share with you after the commercial break are completely going to free you from worry or anxiety, but at least they're going to give you some support in moving forward so that you can recognize and realize that what is coming to you is for you. And that in that moment, what you feel in the exact moment of what is going to be the best decision for you is the right one. And that when you honor whatever is sitting at the forefront of it, when you honor it, when you trust it, when you fall forward into action based on it, that everything will work out for the good, in your highest and greatest good, and for the best for everyone involved, that you will reap reward, that there will be benefit as a result of it. But ultimately, to remember that when you're here on this soulful journey, that your soul wants to play a little bit with the contrast too, right? It wants to have the challenges. Ego says, I don't want the challenge. I don't want hardship. I'm tired of it happening. And the soul is saying, ooh, yay, more hardship, more struggle. What am I going to realize about myself now? What am I going to unearth? What am I going to discover about my own strength? What am I going to discover of perseverance? What am I going to discover about forgiveness? Yes, give me this experience. And so we look at, you know, how do we find balance in that? How do we, you know, how do we make choices, decisions based on what is going to, you know, really turn out for the good in our life? If it's coming up, I'll tell you, that's the one thing. When we make a decision or choice and we meet a challenge, or we have fear, or we have doubt and insecurity, all of it's coming up for a reason. A reason so that we can feel into that and that we can heal something deep inside of ourselves in order to have a whole new perspective on a situation, to tap into the amazing solutions that will suddenly occur once we're no longer trapped in that anxiety loop, no longer trapped in fear, and no longer sitting limbo in our past. I will be talking to you right after the commercial break. I have some tips and tricks and some of the ways in which you can help, you know, make some really positive decisions for your life. I'll be back shortly.
Welcome to the ocean. I've sailed the seven seas 100 times and found something I like even more than me treasure. 'Tis the ocean, beautiful and clear. Right now I be sailing over the Great Barrier Reef. It just shivers me timbers thinking of all the fish and coral below me. Wait, what's that floating by? A plastic bag! By Blackbeard's eye patch, that's disgusting. Why did you know that many of these things come from folks throwing them carelessly on the ground? It be true! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. Boys, get the plank ready. Somebody's gotta dive in and get that bag. Any volunteers? All right, fine. I'll do it myself. Cannonball! Find out what you can do to help keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Josh Groban. My favorite thing about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and helps get it to kids in need. But they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
All right, my sweet friends, we are talking today about making decisions and choices, you know, listening to the inner voice inside of us instead of and really turning down our ego and tuning out the opinions, the judgments, the, you know, whether that be of our own self or that be of other people, you know, and really to begin in making decisions that are, you know, heart-centered and that are really good for us and for our, the evolution of, you know, our journey and our path that are in alignment with who we are. It's really important that, as I say, we tune things out. We have to tune into our own self. We have to create an opportunity where we can actually, you know, set a practice, so to speak, that will honor our ability to really take our time in making a decision and taking some time within ourselves to make some of those big decisions, to really hear the guidance of ourself, our true self, to hear the guidance of spirit. We are so inundated and interrupted constantly within our world, whether it be the bings and the bongs of, you know, our social media alerts, our emails coming in, the ringing and of telephones, to the noise of traffic, to the busyness that, you know, is around all of us. And it's really hard for us to have clarity in the midst of all of the chaos and all of the shuffle of life. In, you know, that's why it becomes important that in order to really, really figure out what is best for us, to hear the voice within and the voice of spirit, we must honestly, truly get quiet. There's no other way. We can't, because when we are in our head, that's where the compulsive reactions of ego take place. It's where we begin to make impulsive decisions, decisions that feel like they're on the whim, that have us questioning and rehashing and doubting in fear and uncertainty. So the number one thing that you can do in making any decision is to listen within, to get out of your head, to fall deep into your heart, to take time out, to make time to make the decision. Because when a decision feels dull, difficult, it can feel like we're not enough. We don't have enough experience, right? We're uncertain as to how it's going to play out. Well, we need to get out of the story. We need to get out of our heads. So we need to, what I want to say is book an appointment with yourself. You know, write it down in your day timer if you have to. Mark it in the calendar. But time where you can switch off the phone, where you can close off your computer, where you can focus on the decision, where you can, as I always say, it's like sitting down and having coffee with yourself, you know, pour a cup of tea, get quiet and have a conversation. Is this the best decision for me? And if you feel like it is, if you feel, you know, like a yes, or you feel excited, elated, you might even tap into the energy of the decision around the yes, and it feels, you know, illuminated, pulsating with excitement. Is this the best decision? You know, do I have the apple? And I'm using that as a really trivial analogy. And if you get a no on having the apple, don't eat the apple. Too bad somebody didn't tell Snow White that. Don't eat the apple. If you get the yes, if you really feel like, you know what, this really does feel like it's the best for me, know that in that moment of making that decision, based on if it feeling good to you, it is the best decision for you, no matter what the outside world has to say, no matter the logic of ego and what it knows of your capacity to, or in your potential, based on its future fears or past experiences. Very often, and I know for a lot of mediums in the world, and for, you know, where spirit will be directing and giving guidance, and even though it's coming from this very heavenly voice, this beautiful divine perspective, this knowing of who we are and where we're going and what it is that will unfold as a result, that ego, you know, just says, oh, should I do that? Should I really listen? And I'm here to encourage you to listen to that voice within, to listen to the voices in your head when you get quiet. Because those voices in your head, when they are from love, they will be encouraging. They will be motivating. They will be your cheerleader, your helper, something that is going to support you to evolve, to heal, to be liberated. And so it really, you know, we consciously need to take time. We consciously need to make an effort to get quiet, to become aware of who we are in this moment. This moment, because it is within this moment that matters, right? Everything that's happened in the past doesn't matter. Everything that could, might, probably, or possibly won't happen in the future doesn't matter either. When we look at honoring those decisions, those ones that feel best to us, that whether it be a decision to change a career, to change, make a change in a relationship, to move, to begin a business endeavor, to invest in ourselves or our life in any way, to take a class, whatever it is. It's about stillness, quiet, falling deep into who we are and following through with the voice of wisdom that is being offered in that moment. Because that true self, that natural state of who we are, that big being that exists inside, or as I always like to say, the angel that exists inside of us, supplies us with feelings of calm, of peace, of happiness. And it's from here that clarity is born. Because when we are connecting to our true self, we are in the now. Functional, creative, expansive. So it does require us, as I said, it does require us to create time to make those decisions. So switch off the phone, close off the computer. Give yourself some time. Now, you might also find it helpful to write the decision down. Get a really big piece of paper, and at the top of the page, write your decision down. That simple act of writing it down helps you to get clear on what your decision should be. So, you know, you can write a question to the universe at the top of it. Write a question out. Is it in my highest and best to resign at my job? Is it in my highest and best to resign at my job? Take a deep breath. Settle into yourself. Fall out of your head and into your heart. What comes to you? The first thought, the first idea, the feeling. Deep inside of you, you already know the answer the moment that you wrote it on the paper. And that by simply taking time out to slow life down, clarity shows itself. And you might have that clarity in the moment, and you might not have it for a couple of days. Be okay with that. The universe is doing its magic. It's working to bring you, you know, circumstances, events, people to be your messenger, to be your helper, bringing you signs over and over. Do you pay attention to the signs? I was in conversation with a client of mine yesterday. And he's going through a really big change in his life. He is working forward and through the difficulty within a marriage and the struggles of what that is and the challenges of what it has been and really making decisions and moving forward of how it is that, you know, really are going to help him to thrive, to be healthy and to create some wellness in his life. And so as we're sitting in conversation in this way, you know, he admittedly says his mind is telling him all kinds of things. And yet he knows at his heart of hearts what his decision is. And it reminded me of the movie with Jim Carrey, the movie where there are all, you know, he's praying for an answer. He's praying for a sign. And there's all these neon signs happening in every direction. Turn here, go there. And he doesn't see them because he's so busy in his mind searching for the answer to the question that he hasn't really taken time out to look within for the answer. So write your questions out on the paper. You will have clarity that the universe and spirit and the angels and all of your team is going to ensure that through messengers, through nature, through circumstances, through conversation, and sometimes out of the mouths of little babes, your answer will present itself. Now, life has a way of revealing purpose. Now, that is something that is so true, and I teach about it, and I work with all of my people in helping to understand that where we've been taken through in our life, it reveals purpose. You know, what is it? So sometimes, you know, our goals, our decisions, when we are looking to evolve or to grow within purpose, that sometimes we only need to look at what we've lived through already in life for clarity. And so what I mean by this in helping into, you know, is to take a look at where have you been so far in life? In what ways have you already made really successful decisions? You know, where has life taken you before? Because sometimes, and that's why I say, ego wants to show us everything that was bad and wrong and keep us in fear and really an isolation. But when we can consciously take a look from that heart space inside of us over where we've been, what's transpired, and more importantly, what we've healed, that purpose begins to reveal itself. And in those, you know, when we take a look at it, we can begin to solidify things in our own mind. We begin to understand what our options are, what choice we have, and we can literally be the voice of our decision, that we can reach our own conclusion in it from a healthy perspective, not from ego, not from that ego state of mind, but by dropping down into our heart. Where in my past has this happened before? What did I do then? How did that work out for me? What new choice do I have to make? Listening to the voice within. I know I'm repeating it, but really that's what it comes down to. Like we know, we already know what's best. Just like my client, he already knows what's best for him. He already knows his decision. He's just being influenced by the outside world, influenced by ego, influenced by resistance. And as we know, what we resist, it persists, right? It keeps showing up and keeps showing up and keeps showing up. Okay. So what else is really important is we need to take a look at, you know, where our confidence level is. When we're making a decision and we're getting guidance and direction in terms of, okay, it's time to hand in that resignation letter. Oh boy. How confident are we in ourselves? Whether that be confident in regarding our work, confident in ourselves, of our skills and our talent, of what else might be possible for us. You know, do you feel confident in who you are regardless of the situation you're in, regardless of the decision that needs to be made? If you do, congratulations. And if you don't, I want to tell you, you know, this becomes, I want to say, what would be at the core of every decision, of being able to follow through with the guidance, the inspiration, the action that is required in order, you know, to create, to manifest within our lives. Self-confidence means that we are assured in our own worth, our own abilities, where self-confidence is the assurance of our own power, no matter what situation that we're in. It's not an ego state of mind. It's not. And I say that over. It's not because we're like so, you know, it's almost narcissistic where we, you know, we're just so good at everything. No. Someone who is self-confidence has a strong sense of who they are. Something that exudes calmness, composure. It's linked to having, you know, knowledge, but also our innate ability, trusting it, our self-worth, our self-confidence. It's about being, you know, we're not lack of confidence, for instance. We doubt ourselves. That's where the uncertainty comes in. We don't believe we're capable of doing something, or we like to blame our circumstances. We might get hung up on negative outcomes. That fear sets in. Or we do things to please others because, oh my gosh, if we make a decision and somebody else doesn't like that decision, oh my goodness, they're not going to like me. I say that because that's, you know, been me in the past. When we lack confidence, you know, we're not able to really know what the best thing is for us. Because that lack of confidence influences our thoughts and our actions, both consciously and subconsciously. And so in that, sometimes we have an undesirable outcome. It gets, you know, it manifests within us, and we continue to have low, if not even lower, self-confidence as a result. So we take a look at how do we build confidence? How do we increase our self-confidence? Well, I'll tell you, there are hundreds of ways out there. But of course, you're tuning into my show, and so I want to have you approach this from a whole different perspective. And I really want to encourage you, my friends, to take a look at honoring who you are as an energetic being, that you are the spiritual being having a human experience. We know and understand that. And that we are inevitably energy. And energy is in constant motion and movement, right? And so self-confidence really comes from somewhere deep within us. You know, I remember there was a time where I would say that, you're going to an event, and I remember so clearly saying to my husband, I really would like you to come with me. I feel confident when you're with me. You see, it wasn't his job then, or is it now, to make me feel confident. That my confidence needed to come from within me. And so a boost of self-confidence is not only based on the thoughts and the stories and the affirmations and the things that, you know, that we can do and that can make a significant difference to how we feel about ourselves. The healing of our beliefs about who we are is ultimately so important. But I really encourage you to start with those lower chakras. This really self-confidence, when we look at confidence, when we look at that third chakra, we get into the solar plexus. It's our power center. It's where our self-esteem is born, our self-confidence is birthed. Being able to stand up and tall in who we are, you know, shoulders back, arms down, is an indication of being confident, secure. But where does security come from? Security doesn't come from the solar plexus. Our security comes from the root, our root chakra, grounded, secure in who we are. And of course, that sacral chakra, that relationship with ourself, the relationship with others, it's where our creativity is born. So if you're looking to grow in confidence as you're making decisions, I really want to encourage you to look at doing or enacting upon some practices that begin to heal and balance and align those chakras. The root chakra, your groundedness, being grounded and secure in who you are. Your sacral chakra, a healthy, positive relationship, the relationship of self-love, of knowing of your worthiness and your deservingness. You know, you think self-love, again, you know, heart chakra, for sure. No. Let's get to the real relationship, the relationship you have with yourself. How kind are you being to you? How encouraging are you? Are you your own best friend? Your thoughts, your beliefs, that's all in relationship to that chakra. And then, of course, as I said, the solar plexus, our self-confidence, that's where we radiate from. our vibe goes, you know, before we do, right? But if we don't get to the root of things, if we don't create a new relationship with ourselves, and we won't ever have the confidence, we'll never feel competent enough, successful enough. And those are just symptoms. Those are just symptoms of something deeper that's going on. So if you can, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, great resources that are out there, everything from yoga to meditation to Nia, to chakra dance, to all of those things that I love to do to help to balance and align the chakras. And of course, you know, as healers, as mediums, you know, we're constantly using our upper chakras all the time. We're engaging with the heavens. We're you know, hearing and receiving guidance. We're you know, bringing forward and through, you know, energy to help to heal and help others in all kinds of ways. That we are constantly using and activating those upper chakras in even greater capacity than what we realize sometimes. And yet, inside, we are in combat with our own beliefs. That we are in combat with our own self because our lower chakra systems are completely out of whack. That there's no, that our alignment within our own self comes from an alignment of those, of our energy systems, that unified sense of self. So if you're not feeling confident, and there's a lot of uncertainty in making your decisions, and if you're really not feeling like you're worthy and deserving, not only do you need to release yourself from those limiting beliefs and thoughts, I mean, that's a prerequisite. It's about taking that responsibility for your energy system. Everything from the food that you eat, to the things that you say and do, to the activities you engage with and the colors you wear. That there are ways and tips and that you can support your chakra health. I'll tell you, the moment that I get indecisive, the moment that I feel that I'm full of worry and I'm caught up in the past or worried about my future and I'm feeling anxious and uncertain, it's an absolute 110% indicator that my chakras need a little time and attention, especially those lower ones. They're all about our physical life, our ability to get things done, to follow through, to manifest, to feel good about who we are, confident, secure, assured. Chakras, my friends, shine them up. Shine them up. And of course, if you are a part of my world, you know that, you know, if you already have the manual, the information that I, you know, within coaching that I have available to helping you to balance, align, and to heal your chakra systems, I really want to encourage you, if you've got some really big decisions, go back to that manual, go back to the notes, start putting some things into play. And if you don't have that information and you would just, you're just feels juicy and yummy and you wish you had it and you needed the help, by all means, please reach out to me. You can visit my website at bonnieworth.ca. I would love to be able to support you, to help you on this path and journey and get clarity in your decisions, as well as to support you to shine up your chakras so that you can feel all secure and assured in your life. For now, sweet friends, from my heart to yours, big love, wishing you a rest of the day to be blessed and beautiful just like you. Bye for now.